Hi, GWA Backstage. So this is my first questionnaire, and I am super nervous, which is kind of funny because I post some salacious things on GWA, but this feels more personal. Anyway, so I was intrigued by my Bubbles Friday Saturday discussion about comments and upvotes and feedback and that sort of thing. So I thought that I would just kind of ramble my answers to you because this is something that I think about a lot. I kind of feel like I might be a comment whore. And so I just thought I would think about these things. Okay, so questions about comments and upvotes. So, question one, how many comments or upvotes do you feel you need to get on an audio in order for you to be happy? I don't really think there's a certain number. Upvotes are especially not very important because I see them fluctuate quite a bit, and so I don't really trust the number that Reddit shows me. And I also post a lot of erotic poetry, which gets a lot of downvotes. So I don't really care about that because I like to do it. So upvotes, it's entertaining when it gets really high. Like I have a couple of audios that are up in the 80s or the 70s or something like that, and that's entertaining. But otherwise, I don't give it a whole lot of attention. I much prefer comments, and I know I usually get at least a couple. So, I mean, I would be really bummed if I posted an audio that had no comments at all, I think. But if there's at least one, then I'm happy. That was a really long answer. Okay, question two. Why do you think people upvote but don't comment? So I think there's probably a ton of people on this subreddit that never comment. So that's just not their style. They're just here to listen. And I think that I know sometimes I'll upvote but not comment because I'm like on the bus or something and I don't have time to write out a comment. Or sometimes my comment is just, oh my God, that was awesome. And I feel like I wouldn't be contributing anything if I wrote that. So I generally think that there are a lot of different reasons why people might just upvote and not comment. And that's fine either way. Question three, out of upvotes, comments, or listens, which do you keep an eye on? I will admit to checking my listens a couple of times a week when I'm bored at work or something, just for shizzles. I'm entertained by the ones that people tend to listen to the most, and it helps me know what the community likes and what I should do more of. So I do pay attention to that. I think it's the most honest form of feedback you can get because people, you know, have their reasons for not upvoting or not commenting, but if they like it, they're going to listen to it. So, is there an etiquette to commenting or PMs? I mean, don't be creepy, right? Everybody says that. It's hard to define what creepy is. The only thing that I found that I really don't like, I mean, besides unsolicited dick pics, which I think everybody knows are tacky, is I don't like when people repeatedly ask me for something that I've told them no to. So if I've told you that I don't do private chats and you just keep bugging me, that's a pretty quick way to get blocked. But other than that, I generally like all comments and PMs that I get. I love hearing what people honestly think, and yeah, so keep them coming. Number five, is there such a thing as loyal commenters? Absolutely, there is. I think I have some of those, and you know who you are, and thank you. It's kind of related to, you know, how would I feel if something I posted had no comments? I think that's pretty unlikely to happen, and I feel lucky because I have some people who tend to listen to most things that I post and are nice enough to leave me comments. So, yeah, loyal commenters are definitely a thing. Number six, is there such a thing? If there's such a thing as loyal commenters, does it come across as stalkerish? No, not at all. I like that people, follow my stuff and pay attention to what I'm doing. It's not remotely stalkerish. Number seven, how do you think the silence between listeners and performers will be broken? How can we convince people to leave feedback? I mean, I don't think there's anything we can do. There's, what, like 90 some thousand people that subscribe to the subreddit, and most of them aren't gonna say anything. And I don't know, maybe I'm a pessimist, but I think leaving feedback yourself is one way to get it in return. So I think the more we do that for people, especially new people that are posting their very first audio or their very first script, I think if we show them that we, that we're a welcoming place and we give each other feedback and things like that, that they'll start doing that themselves and giving other people feedback, and maybe it'll just be one big happy circle. Question eight, is there a time limit as to when to leave a comment? No. I love comments on my stuff at any time, and it's never creepy to leave a comment on an old audio. I mean, I put together my profile and I link to it at the bottom of all my posts so that people can go back and see what I've done in the past. And so, no, there's no time limit at all. I love hearing from people. Okay, questions about performing. Do you have a process to an audio? Do you script your audio beforehand or just press record? How do you get in the mood? Okay, so I'm always in the mood, with very rare exception. Most of the audios that I do that aren't script fills, I do script out myself, at least like the main plot points. I think I've pressed like or I think I've posted one improv, and I just don't think I'm very good at those. I get real nervous at the thought of doing improv audios. So, I mean, I might do more in the future, but I do typically script things out. And I usually record either nude or like pantsless. So I guess that's how I get in the mood. I think kind of touching myself while I record gives some authenticity to the way that I speak. So there you go. There's some knowledge for you. Number two, what's your favorite bit about performing? I'm honestly surprised how much I enjoy it. When I joined GWA, I thought I was just going to be here to write, and I never thought in a million years that I would record. So, I don't know. It's a little bit of an exhibitionist thing for me, I guess, and just the whole process of doing it is fun. I don't think there's anything I like in particular. Just the whole thing is lots of fun. Number three, is there an audio you've been afraid to perform because of the persona listeners may have of you? I'll admit this seriously. So I've been hesitant to do like humor audios because I think I take myself way too seriously, and I'm working on changing that because, I mean, in real life I am funny. So I'm trying to expand my horizons on GWA, but yeah, I definitely have not done any of like the funny or like the Halloween ones that are just really supernatural. Like I'm too embarrassed to do those. And then the other thing I've kind of been afraid to perform is the impreg stuff. So I did that three-word challenge, the get me pregnant challenge, and that was like really fun. And the reactions that I got were really positive. And so I've been having conversations with people about, like, private conversations with people about how much they like that one. So I'm thinking of doing more, but it's been something that I've been nervous to do because I didn't know how it would be received by everybody. So there you go. There's my insecurities for the day. Question four, what is an audio you'd like to do about a kink which you don't necessarily know much about or don't know how to approach? Oh, gosh, I don't think there's anything that I'm holding back on doing because I don't know how to do it. Yeah, I don't really know how to answer that one. I kind of record what I want to record. Question five, what equipment do you use? So, like I said, I didn't plan on doing audios when I first joined, so I didn't buy anything. So I record on my totally awesome cell phone. It's a Nexus 5X, and I've thought about buying a mic, but I don't know. I don't know how to edit, and so the thought of like taking this to the next step and buying a mic and actually doing this, like putting some money into doing this, is kind of, I don't know if I'm gonna do that just because I really don't know what I'm doing. So my cell phone is fine for right now. Okay, number six, collaborations. How do you approach someone for a collaboration? So I'm just getting into this area, and I actually did just ask someone to do a collaboration with me the other day. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I could approach strangers, but I am comfortable approaching friends, people that I've talked to on here and that I know a little bit. So I don't think I could approach a stranger yet. How long do these audios take to edit? I have no idea. As I said, I don't know how to edit anything. I am in awe of people that do know how to do that, and I would love to learn, but yeah, I have no free time, so we'll see. If you've never done a collaboration, what would you like to do in the future? So I am involved in a couple right now that are in the process of being recorded and edited and all that stuff. So I guess I can't say that I've never done a collaboration. I'm open to, doing anything that is within my my sexual interests. So like I'm not gonna do a like an incest collaboration or something like that. But that's just not my thing. But if I'm into it, please don't hesitate. Don't hesitate to ask. Okay, question seven. Does your sexuality affect what audios you produce? If so, do you avoid experimenting with audios that may not reflect your tastes? So, I think absolutely my sexual interests affect which audios I produce. I do have one genre that I've done a couple recordings for that is really not my thing at all, and that would be like the cheating audios, the infidelity ones. I would never do something like that in real life, and I've done two of those recordings, and I cannot explain what's gotten into me. I saw them, they were either request fills or script fills or something like that, and I just felt like recording them. So that's something that I do that I would never consider doing in real life, but everything else that I record is pretty much exactly what I am into. Okay, question eight. If GWA was a giant band or orchestra, what instrument would you like in your voice too? Oh, that's an interesting one. I haven't read these questions ahead of time. That's an interesting one. I don't know. I don't know. Like, well, so I used to play the flute, so that's the thing that's kind of jumping out at me. I mean, I know I have like a deeper voice than a lot of women in GWA, so like the flute can play high notes, but it can also play lower notes, and so maybe something like that. I mean, I think it's definitely a woodwind, so if not flute, maybe something like a clarinet or something like that. I don't know. I have not given any thought to this before. I feel silly right now. Okay, questions about listening. Number one, do you use audios for getting off or solely listen to audios for the lovely voices? Now that is an interesting question. So mostly these days I listen while I'm commuting, and so I'm definitely not about to masturbate on the bus. So there I just listen to kind of get myself turned on and, because that's a fun sensation. So I just listen for the lovely voices, I think I would say most of the time. Occasionally I will listen with the intent of masturbating while I do it. It's been a while since I did something like that. I think I've turned into one of those people who just listens to listen for the pure enjoyment of it. Okay, number two, what tags draw you in? Definitely MDOM. That's the main one. I will usually at least click into things that have the rape tag just to see, kind of get a feel for what that one's going to be about. I don't like really violent rape, but that is something that I'll click on. What else? Oh, those are probably the two main ones. I mean, growls. I like the growl tag. and I just became aware of the, what is it, the CMNF, clothed male, nude female tag. So whenever one of those pops up, I will have a listen to that. Oh, and there was an audio a little while back, or a script or something that was posted with the free use tag, and that's something I would love to see more of. I've been trying to write a script like that to perform, but I'm stalled there, but I will definitely click on anything with free use. Okay. Number three, what tags does GWA need to add more of? Honestly, I mean, I think there's a good variety already. There's nothing that I'm particularly lacking. I think maybe if there were more impreg audios, I would feel less nervous about posting one. But I am taking that on as my own personal challenge, as something to contribute. So I will be making more of those and filling the community with the impreg tag. Yeah, honestly, if there's anything I'm missing, I'll just write a script for it and hopefully people will do it, or I'll record something myself. Number four, is there a specific type of voice that you find you're more attracted to? Yeah, I mean, sure. I don't know if I can explain it. I guess I like voices that are kind of growly, male voices that are kind of growly. And just voices that sound, I don't know, like intelligent, I guess. Like voices that sound like they're thinking about what they're saying, and like it's coming from a, I don't know, I'm rambling here. I think probably that has a lot to do with it, if they're reading a script, versus just improv. Voices, yeah, deep growly voices are good. Most accents are good. I will click and listen to certain accents on purpose. There's a couple of British accents out there that I rather enjoy. And anything that's French accented, male or female, I will listen to because I just love that one. But any accent really is fun to listen to. Question five, do you upvote or comment before or after you listen to the audio? If you do neither, you should think about an upvote and comment. Okay. So I pretty rarely upvote without listening. I think sometimes I'll do that. No. But I always go in and listen afterwards. Sometimes I'll do that too, like first posts, if they've tagged it as their first post or something like that. Or I'll usually upvote erotic poetry just because I know it can feel like you're bearing your soul to put poems out there, and so I want to support people who are willing to do that. But I always go in and listen or read. I don't think I've ever commented before I listened to the audio. Oh, wait, no, that's not true. I've done that a couple times. It's usually with a poster that I know pretty well. And I'll just say something about how I can't wait to listen to it. Or a couple of the collabs that I've listened to, the Party Slut collabs, I've commented on before I listened. So I guess I have done that before. Okay, questions about writing and editing. How long does it take to write a script? It depends on the script. So if it's poetry, that usually just kind of comes pouring out of me at random times during the day. And, I just have to write it all down and then play with it a little bit. But usually those are really, really fast. And there's, like when it's When a poem comes, a poem comes. So those don't take long at all. Other scripts, usually I try to write them all in one sitting just because I find it easier to concentrate if I have like a block of time. But I will go back usually like the next day and make any edits and stuff before I post or perform. There are the occasional script that I will sit on and work on forever. And those, I think those just happen because I'm not super into what I'm trying to write. So if I'm passionate about it, it doesn't take me long at all. If it's a stretch for me, it will take me longer. I like to write, so yeah, that's fun. Okay, question number two. What is a script you want to see on GWA? So I actually just made a request to someone to write a script for me about something in particular, and I don't want to spoil it, so that is ongoing, and I hope to be able to record that soon. Usually if there's a script I want to see, I either write it myself or, yeah, I'll write it myself and I'll do it if it's a female voice one, or I'll post it if it's a male voice. I'm a problem solver. Okay, number three, how long does it take to edit an audio? I have no fucking idea. I don't edit anything. Number four, do you get others to check your scripts or audios before you post them, or post on a gut instinct? So no, I have never asked someone to review something that I've created. I will, if it's an audio, I usually do listen to it before I post it just to make sure that it sounds okay. So I will run it by myself. Scripts. I mean, once it's done and it goes up. I haven't posted all that many and most of it's poetry. So, no, I guess I don't really run them past people. Okay, questions about GWA. Number one, how do you get involved with the community? So, I mean, I feel like we've already talked about that for the most part. I try to comment as much as I can, and when I get PMs, I usually will, respond to those and go back and forth with people. And yeah, I think it's fun getting to know people and getting to know what they like and why they like the things that you've posted. And I like hearing from people when they have requests for me. I think that's fun and a fun way to exchange with people. And just joining backstage, which I just did a couple days ago, that's kind of my effort to get to know people even better. So yeah, I think there's a lot of different ways you can engage with this community, and it's a lot of fun. Number two, any advice for newcomers who perform or simply listen? I think it's 150% more fun if you interact with people. So I know that people are shy, and and I can be shy too, so I get it. I totally get it. But I think you get more out of it if you comment and kind of interact that way. So I would encourage people who simply listen to maybe get a little more involved. For newcomers, I think my biggest piece of advice for them is you shouldn't worry too much about like what you're posting and whether people are gonna like it. I mean, with 95,000 people subscribed to this subreddit, somebody's gonna like it. And also, I would encourage you to record or write what you like, and do it for yourself, not for the people who are listening or reading. And if you do it for yourself, then, you're always happy with what you've done, and it doesn't really matter what other people think. So that's my advice for newcomers. And okay, I am going to stop here now because I have rambled on, and I don't know that anybody is going to listen to this. All right, have a wonderful day.